Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hi, I'm Carrie Samuels, your intuitive counselor and happiness coach with your September forecast. And September is my favorite month of the whole entire year, and it might just be your favorite month too, because finally we see a light at the end of the tunnel. Things are lighter, and this is a time of total renewal. Now, last month was a little bit of chaos and confusion. The eclipses, Mercury retrograde, it was a 9 month, so much going on. Well, this is the end of all that kind of confusion. Order is restored in the universe. Well, we have Mercury finally going direct on September 5th. It actually goes direct in the same sign and degree that our eclipse was at. So that's very synchronicitous. So we really are learning those lessons about Leo, mastering our leadership, mastering how you shine and emanate in the world. It's such an incredible time for you to step up, step out of your comfort zone. So Mercury goes direct. However, the shadow period, which is 2 weeks afterward, is a time of integration. And you'll notice we are going to be integrating all month. Our sun is actually in the sign of integration, which is Virgo. Virgo helps you assimilate everything that you've learned. Virgo helps you understand what is good for you and what is no longer good for you. And really, that is what has been happening all year long. This has been a year of learning what is good and right for you. We are in a one universal year. 2017 is a one universal year. And one is all about learning how to stand up for yourself, learning how to make yourself number one, learning how to help yourself shine, right? And really, haven't you been learning all about that all year? Stepping up your game, looking out for yourself, putting yourself first. These are all the lessons of 2017. Now, this is going to be amplified all month long because September 2017 is also a one universal month. We're in double one energy. So September actually is a 19 universal month, which reduces to the number one. So the 19, if you look at this in the tarot, this will give you a sense of how much more light and joyous and free you can feel this month. 19 as the sun card in the tarot is the sun. It's the light coming after darkness. And actually the sun in the tarot, this 19th card, is a card of rebirth. And the 13 through the 18, which were the months that we've experienced previous to this, so the 6 months prior to this, most of 2017, is what's considered in the tarot the nighttime cards. The dark night of the soul. Do you think that's a little bit accurate? Do you think that you've been having some very deep spiritual lessons about learning how to put yourself first? And really, especially with these eclipses that just brought up all that truth and enlightenment, all that stuff that's been buried in the surface, that's what the eclipses in the retrograde last month brought up. So now that you're integrating that, you're integrating with a sense of renewal, a sense of healing, a sense of hope. You see this beautiful, everything in this card, the child on the horse with the red banner of victory. This is about being reborn, the sunflowers which are shining toward the light. And sunflowers are tall, they shine brightly. So this 19 energy is the number of leadership. You're learning how to be a leader of your own life. You're learning how to master your own life. So that child, that rebirth, that reborn, that renewal, that's what you can experience this month as you put things in perspective that have been happening to you, all the challenges, the trials, the tribulations that you might have experienced and seen in the world. This is to help us all step up as leaders. This is so that we know that me, as number one, can shine brightly and make a difference in the world. My voice matters. You matter. Your life matters. So it's time for you to shine more brightly. It's time for you to have your voice be heard, and really emanate whatever gifts that you've been born to bring in the world. And another thing that the number one teaches us so beautifully is that even though this is about being an individual and standing up for what you believe in and expressing your voice and shining, that it's not all about you, because one teaches us that we are all one, that we are all connected. So by you shining more brightly in the world, this is an act of service. This makes the world a more beautiful place. So remember that as you're stepping out of your comfort zone. See, the kid in that picture in the sun card is naked. You've got nothing to hide about yourself, nothing to be ashamed of. Be the bright, beautiful, unique self that you were born to be. And that's another lesson of the number one. It's all about being unique, because the one gives you that energy from the divine. You are divinely inspired with a unique vision, a unique light, a unique voice, and that is what you're meant to share with the world unabashedly. And so you've been learning that all year, and these lessons are going to be magnified and amplified because we're in a double one month. How fun is that? There's some really beautiful days for you to practice this. So, oh, our moons this month are incredible. September 6th is our full moon in Pisces. And Pisces is the sign of psychic energy, of dreams, your imagination. Pisces is what connects us to all one. Now, the sun will be in Virgo and the moon will be in Pisces. And those two energies amplifying each other, they're both signs of service. They're both signs of how you can benefit the greater good. Now, this full moon, it's a very magical day, because full moons always illuminate your inner life and your psychic senses. Everything's coming to light, including your intuitions that have been buried somewhat inside of you. So this full moon is conjunct Neptune. Now, Neptune is one of the planetary rulers of Pisces. So it gives it an extra dreamy energy. It gives it an extra sense of healing and mysticism and spirituality. And it's also conjunct Chiron, which is an asteroid that kind of acts like a planet. Chiron is known as the wounded healer. So this is a time, this is a day that's going to bring light to all of your blocks and the things that are holding you back. This is a time to use your imagination, to use the light of spirit, to connect with your spiritual self, to bring light to dark places and let go of anything that isn't serving you so that you can connect more with the divine, you can receive more with the divine and show the world your divinity through your light. It's a beautiful day. So I hope that you engage in some kind of healing ritual, some sacred time that you create for yourself where you're sharing that light. And because it's Pisces, the more you can do this with other people, the more that you can connect with that collective energy, the more healing power you will have. So even if it's to yourself, to connect with the energy of healing and light and spirit, to connect with your divinity, make that very special, okay? Now, our new moon, which is on the 19th or the 20th, depending on where you live in the world, that new moon is very Virgo. There's our personal planets, Mars, Venus, Mercury, are going to be aligning in Venus at that time. Your personal planets are going to be aligning in Virgo at that time. And the sun and moon will be in Virgo. So it is a very Virgo day. So set your new moon intentions about all things Virgo, which are taking practical steps towards being of service in the world, towards benefiting your body. Virgo is an earth sign and you are made of the earth. You're an elemental being, and Virgo is very much a sign of health because it helps you discriminate what is good for you, what is good for your well-being. So take some steps during that light of the new moon. Take some action steps and declaration to be healthier, to make healthier choices about the people in your life, about the food in your life, about how you magnify your energy in the world in an act of service. This is all about nourishing your physical and material well-being. So set some intentions about how you will nourish yourself as an act of service. It's a beautiful day. And then it's the equinox on the 22nd. I love the equinox because, again, this is a time where the veil is lifted between heaven and earth. That equinox time is a time of, again, it's a very mystical time. That veil is lifted. night and day are equal, and this is about balancing your masculine and feminine energies, your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, your logic and your intuition. It's a beautiful day. So of course we move into Libra that day, which is the sign of balance. So make sure you do something special on that day as well. Take some time to reflect, take some time to feel that balance of heaven and earth, how you're going to bring in the divine energy in your life and manifest it in the world, and also how can you can ascend toward the light. So what a beautiful month this is. Can you tell why it's my favorite month of the year? Well, there's a lot why it's my favorite month of the year. So I have three action steps that you can take to make this the most magical month it could possibly be. And the first thing is to take action. Take practical action, because we're in the sign of Virgo. Virgo is all about practicality. This is an earth sign, so this is not just about ideas. So the one energy is going to give you those divine downloads more quickly, because that one is that antenna between spirit and matter. It's your job to do something with that energy. It's your job to have the courage to not just think about these things as a one-day thing. Make it right now. Take some practical action steps toward living your dreams. So if you wanted to create a blog, get your domain, figure out what your website's going to be. If you want to get more healthy, get an exercise regimen, like get some recipes to help yourself feel better. If you wanted to travel, book the flight, whatever it is that you've been wanting to do to manifest your dreams and have a better life so you can have a happier lifestyle and feel better, take some very practical steps. Now again, the new moon is a really great time to initiate something, but all month, do not hesitate, because this one month is a time of action. Now the second thing is to do something you have never done before. This one energy, this is all about planting seeds for new beginnings. This whole year is the first year in a 9-year manifesting cycle, so you've been planting seeds all year long, and you may wonder why things are taking so long. It's because that one is all about initiation, and life has been teaching you what it is that you are, you want to be deliberate about what seeds you're planting. So if you do something new, which is really what the one energy is about, it's about a new cycle, it's about doing things entirely different, it's about up-leveling you. So as you are getting this new perspective about what's truly right for you, what is a bigger and better version of yourself, you want to plant new seeds. So because we are all inherently a little bit afraid of change, or sometimes a lot afraid of change, and we have our security, it's great if you break up your routine a little bit or a lot and do new things, so that you're telling the universe, hey, I'm ready for change. I'm not attached to my old ways of doing things. So if it's going to a place that you've never gone to before, but you've always wanted to go, or you can even try little things like order something different on a menu, or cook a totally new recipe, or watch a new show instead of Netflix binging on the same thing, or try a different flavor of ice cream, wear a different color that you don't usually wear. Whatever it is, you want to break up your routine as much as possible. So you want to keep trying new things and do this in little and big ways, because you're really up-leveling now, and you want to make these changes, and you want to keep letting go of what you've been attached to, because that's going to help you up level more and more, faster. And now the third thing is to co-create from the heart. You might have in your head all the things that you've been wanting to do, all of your intentions, and a lot of what the eclipse energy last month especially, and really all of this energy this year has been teaching you, is what is truly right for you as opposed to what you think is right for you. So if you're like going ahead with your goals and your intentions based on what you think or thought is good for you, it may not be appropriate for you, because really your heart knows what's right for you. So when you're setting your intentions, when you're going throughout your day, ask your heart, is this what I really want? So you want to ask, there's a few steps in manifesting through your heart. You want to ask, what is it I want and how will that make me feel? And then go into your heart and feel that. As you create that energy and you pulse it out into the universe, that helps you manifest it. And that's really what creates your life, is by your mind, your thoughts towards proactive thoughts, and getting those feelings in your heart and pulsing that out into the universe. So I know that if you follow these three steps, they're going to help you every single day of your life, and they're really going to help you create the life of your dreams in this really fertile time for for manifesting your heart's desires and manifesting from your soul with heart. I love you so much, and I have so many surprises for you this month. It's action-packed, filled with gifts from me, so please make sure you're paying attention to your emails because I have a lot in store for you. I love you so much, and I wish you a spectacular September and beyond. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.